have no idea how I ended up in this place. One moment, I was standing on familiar ground, and the next, I was plunged into a world that defies all logic and reason. The air itself feels strange, heavy with a scent that shifts from sweet to putrid with every breath. I can't even be sure how much time has passed since my arrival. Minutes stretch into hours, then contract into mere seconds.
The staff is ours. We will not be blinded to fate by your petty contest.
There is nothing in all of creation that does not evolve and change. No civilization forever endures the machinations of its rivals. No king indefinitely survives the plotting of his enemies. No life avoids the endless cycle of change. Almost all of those aware of their lives crave and yearn for a transformation, a change which echoes the collapse of all order into disorder through relentless evolution. Many strive to embrace such a destiny and are willing to perform any deed or suffer any woe to keep stagnation from their door, if only for just one more day. This is perhaps futile, but it may attract the attention of one who represents both chaos and the struggle against it that typifies all life. For wherever there is life, there is change. And where there is change, there is Tzeentch. For a normal human, the prospect of surviving even a single day in the realm of Tzeentch would be a daunting challenge, to say the least. The very nature of this chaotic domain is antithetical to the human experience, and the constant flux of reality would be overwhelming to most beings. The realm of Tzeentch assaults the senses with its ever-changing landscape and bizarre phenomena. The crystal labyrinth located within the realm of the sorcerer, or the realm of Tzeentch as it is often called, with its iridescent pathways and floating islands, are a mesmerizing sight to any who stare upon it. But the constant shifting of the environment would quickly disorient and unsettle a human visitor. The air, thick with arcane energy, crackles with power, and the echoes of laughter and steaming fill the atmosphere, creating a sense of unease and paranoia. The human mind, accustomed to the relative stability of the mortal realm, would struggle to process the constant changes and the defiance of natural laws. The fluid nature of time and space would be particularly disorienting, as one's sense of temporal and spatial awareness would be thrown into absolute chaos, with nothing to hold on to, no reference. No way of knowing where and when they are in terms of their own pure existence. This sensory overload would likely lead to confusion, disorientation, and even total panic, making it difficult for a human to navigate the realm and find a safe haven within it. The fabric of reality bends and twists in the realm of Tzeentch, reflecting the chaotic character of the Chaos God. Observers, priests, and interpreters have concluded that at the heart of this realm lies an iridescent expanse that some say rivals the vastness of Khorne's blood-soaked citadel. This crystalline plateau shimmers with a kaleidoscope of colors, casting a brilliant light that starkly contrasts with the crimson wastelands of the Blood God. The labyrinth that can be found there is not merely a backdrop. It is alive, pulsing with the energy of countless arcane secrets and the whispers of ancient sorcery. Though not just anyone can find and then enter the crystal labyrinth and the impossible fortress that seems to float above it, nobody can leave these halls of limitless possibilities without losing their sanity. Every step in this realm is heavy with dashed hopes, and broken pieces of personalities shimmer in the light everywhere. The realm of Tzeentch is a place of intrigue, manipulation, and betrayal, where ambition and cunning are the keys to survival. For a human, the constant threat of danger and the need to constantly adapt to new situations would be a significant psychological strain. The realization that reality itself is malleable and that the very ground beneath one's feet could shift at any moment would be a terrifying prospect, shattering the human sense of security and control. Moreover, the realm's inhabitants, including Tzeentch's followers and demons, pose a significant threat to any human visitor. These beings are driven by their own agendas, and are often engaged in complex schemes and plots. Any mortal man lacking the supernatural abilities and resilience of these entities is already at a severe disadvantage in this place, constantly at risk of being manipulated, betrayed, or outright destroyed by the realm's denizens.
Let the games begin.
The landscape around me is a nightmare of constant change. Mountains rise and fall like the swell of an ocean. Forests appear and vanish in the blink of an eye. And rivers flow both forward and backwards. The very ground beneath my feet pulses and shifts as if it's alive and aware of my presence. I feel like I'm walking on the surface of a living, breathing entity. Everywhere I look, colors change, blending into one another in an endless dance. What once a clear sky turns into a swirling vortex of hues that make my head spin. Buildings rise from the earth, their architecture bending and twisting in ways that should be impossible. I have seen structures that defy gravity, floating in the air, and others that melt like wax, only to solidify again into new, grotesque forms. The creatures here are no less bizarre. I have glimpsed things that defy description. Beings with too many eyes or limbs, shifting and morphing as they move. They whisper in languages I cannot understand. Their voices echoing in my mind long after they've passed. Each step I take is accompanied by a sense of growing dread, as if the very air itself is pressing down on me, trying to crush my spirit. Then, in the distance, I see it. Fortress of impossible proportions. Its size and shape are in constant flux, shifting from towering spires to sprawling battlements in the blink of an eye. One moment it appears close, almost within reach. Next, it seems miles away, an ever-receding goal. I have no choice but to move towards it, driven by the hope that it might offer some answers, some escape from this madness.
The impossible fortress, the sanctum of Tzeentch, lies at the heart of this ever-shifting reality. Its maddening spires, gates, and walls are in constant flux, shifting and reforming with each passing moment. Gravity shifts and disappears, while lights of every color imaginable spring from the twisting corridors. Its architecture is a blend of maddening complexity and surreal beauty, with impossible angles and structures that defy gravity.
So we can calibrate real space and witness the vast fractals of existence once more.
The labyrinths within the fortress and the realm of the sorcerer may lack demonic guardians, but they are no less perilous for those who dare to navigate them. These countless passageways test the very essence of one's willpower. As the walls of the glass maze do not merely reflect light, but also the deepest facets of the mind. Hope, despair, dreams, lunacy, and horror. The maze itself is a living entity, constantly shifting and reconfiguring its pathways. There is no predetermined route to follow. Instead, Sinch's subconscious mind orchestrates an ever-evolving maze of barriers and traps, making each journey a uniquely treacherous ordeal. For a simple human, the journey through the impossible fortress is a harrowing ordeal that assaults the mind, body, and soul.
Minions, go forth, die the inevitable.
The psychological toll is immense, as the constantly changing environments erodes any sense of reality or stability. The walls themselves seem to whisper secrets and lies, filling the mind with doubt and paranoia. Dreams and nightmares bleed into waking moments, making it difficult to distinguish what is real and what is illusion. The fortress's reflective surfaces project the deepest fears and desires of the intruder, magnifying their internal struggles and driving many to the brink of madness. Physically, the force is equally merciless. The shifting pathways often lead to dead ends or trap rooms, filled with arcane hazards and traps designed to test one's endurance and resolve. The labyrinth's ever-changing nature requires constant adaptation and quick reflexes, exhausting the body through relentless trials. The air itself is thick with the energies of raw magic, which can be both invigorating and utterly draining, sapping strength or inflicting sudden bursts of pain. Spiritually, the fortress is a crucible for the soul. Each step taken within its walls feels like a descent into chaos, as the very essence of the place seeks to corrupt and taint the intruder's spirit. The presence of Sinch permeates every corner. This spiritual pressure can lead to feelings of hopelessness and despair, as the fortress relentlessly tests one's faith and willpower. Many who enter the impossible fortress are bound to never leave, as it is their destiny. And the ones who do exit, because Sinch allows them to, find their souls irreversibly marked by the experience, forever changed by the encounter with incomprehensible eldritch power. Even immortal demons struggle to withstand the twisted horror of the impossible fortress, for its very essence defies the laws of time and space. However, the Lords of Change can safely navigate its labyrinthine secrets, guiding the way to the hidden library where Sinch himself resides, forever scheming and plotting the next grand transformation. Within this enigmatic stronghold, Sinch remains untouched, regardless of his distractions with the great game. Legends and fragmented interpretations of forbidden tomes tell of the other Chaos Gods' countless minions lost in the attempt to penetrate the fortress throughout millennia. They've never been able to go beyond the first perplexing room of the fortress. It is said that invaders must traverse and survive 100 or more such chambers, each more confounding than the last, to even approach the hidden library and face Sinch himself. This impregnable defense has dissuaded even the mightiest of his rivals, as the cost in minions and resources to breach the impossible fortress is deemed too great. Thus, Sinch continues to weave his intricate plots in the safety of his unfathomable sanctuary. His power and influence ever growing amidst the chaos he so masterfully orchestrates. But how can a simple human tread through these halls, through these impossible corridors? Is the answer to embrace the knowledge? To embrace Sinch? For Sinch is the changer of ways, the great schemer, the architect of fate. He is the embodiment of the endless cycle of evolution that drives all life, the force that propels the universe towards an unknowable destiny. To embrace Sinch is to embrace the inevitability of change. To dance to the tune of the impossible fortress and its master, the architect of fate.
I don't know how long I've been here, but time seems to stretch and contract with every step I take. Every turn, I am confronted by choices that offer the tantalizing promise of knowledge and wisdom. Strange tomes and cryptic symbols appear before me, whispering secrets that could help me navigate the next riddle. The temptations are overwhelming. And each time I resist, another one presents itself in another disguise. But each time I succumb, I feel a flicker of hope that I might finally find my way out. But it seems that with every answer, the fortress shifts around me, leading me deeper into its labyrinthine depths. The walls themselves seem to mock me, reflecting my confusion and desperation. They pulse with an unnatural light, showing glimpses of truths and lies intertwined. I can feel my sanity slipping as I try to discern what is real from what is mere illusion. The answers I seek always seem just out of reach, and each revelation only brings more questions, more riddles to solve. I've lost all sense of direction. What I thought was north now feels like south, and distances seem to expand and contract at random. I feel like I'm trapped in a maze, with walls that move when I'm not looking, leading me deeper into the madness. My desperation grows with each passing moment as I struggle to find something, anything, that remains constant. I can feel my soul being drawn deeper into the heart of the fortress. The air is thick with a sense of foreboding. The very ground seems to shift beneath my feet. My thoughts are no longer my own. They are twisted by the influence of a great changer of ways, the master of this accursed place. I am losing myself, becoming just another pawn in his endless game.
in forbidden manuscripts and legends lost to time. The Well of Eternity is referred to with reverence and dread. It is a mystical location that some would say is not only located in the center of Sinch's realm, but nestled within the very heart of the warp itself, positioned at the center of all reality. This enigmatic place is where time and space both begin and end. A nexus of creation and dissolution. It is said by some scholars, and even mad remembrancers, that this place contains all the knowledge there is in existence. When the Chaos God known as the Grand Sorcerer sought to uncover the secrets of the future, he journeyed to the Well of Eternity. There he stared at the infinite depth of the well, unable to fully contemplate what exactly lied in the profound blackness. He dispatched his most powerful and trusted lords of change into the well's swirling currents, yet none returned from its depths. Frustrated by this failure, Sinch made the bold decision to cast his own vizier, Kairos, into the Well of Eternity. Miraculously, the greater demon survived the ordeal and emerged with profound knowledge of future events. But he was drastically changed. His once mighty pinions were reduced to feeble remnants of their former grandeur. His immortal form now wizened with unnatural age. He had now become hunched and frail. The most extraordinary transformation was the splitting of his head and neck into two distinct heads, each bearing the burden of both foresight and the madness it induced. Kairos Fateweaver now sits at the right hand of Sinch as his oracle, incessantly muttering incoherent ramblings about events that have yet to come. 9 times 9 lords of change are entrusted with the crucial task of transcribing every tirade and fragment of cryptic knowledge uttered by the oracle.
The past, present, and future, all will be ours to see.
Enduring an eternity within the well granted the greater demon profound and unparalleled sight, revealing truths that elude even Sinch. His right head peers into the endless array of all possible futures, while his left head gazes into the vast history of the past. Yet these remarkable visions were not without a grave cost. Though he can see all that has happened and all that is yet to be, Kairos is rendered tragically blind to the here and now, unable to perceive the present moment as it occurs. With all that being said, Kairos Fateweaver is the mightiest of the Lords of Change, and is blessed with all the knowledge concerning the nature of fate and destiny. What sort of knowledge or mystery does the Well of Eternity store within its black depths? None can say. And is perhaps safe to say that not us, the mortals that walk the earth, have the slimmest of hopes of ever finding out. For apparently, not even the mighty beings that we call divine and godlike have the answer for this impossible mystery.
I felt a surge of confidence as I moved through the vast halls of the Impossible Fortress. I knew now where I was going, and how to navigate the corridors and the passageways to get to my destination. I had the knowledge now that I drank from the chalice that I found, but alas, I am no fool. I drank just enough to get what I needed because I knew that getting too much would doom me just a step or two, and that's all I took. Suddenly I had the knowledge that I needed, but without condemning myself. Each step seemed to fall with a purpose, and the once foreign architecture now appeared familiar to me. It was as if I had acquired an understanding of this realm's bizarre ways, and I navigated its endless corridors with a newfound ease. I could almost hear a voice in my mind guiding me with whispers of knowledge, urging me forward. But as I journeyed deeper, the corridors twisted and turned in ways that should have been impossible, in ways that I hadn't been able to predict, leading me to vast chambers and spiraling staircases that defied all logic. The cracks began to appear, first in the walls around me, and then in the fortitude of my own mind. Nightmares slipped through these fissures, twisting reality into visions of madness. I saw twisted reflections of myself screaming silently as they were consumed by darkness. Shadows danced on the edges of my vision, whispering sinister truths that I desperately tried to ignore. I staggered forward, my steps now heavy with the weight of despair. The corridors echoed with taunting laughter. Laughter of my own failures and fears. As I reached for some semblance of hope, it slipped through my fingers like sand, leaving only the cold embrace of hopelessness behind. It dawned on me that the fortress had ensnared me more completely than I had realized. The confidence I felt was a cruel trick, a delusion fed to me by the fortress itself. I realized with growing horror that I was trapped. Each step I took seemed to carry me further into the heart of the fortress, deeper into its labyrinthine grip. The knowledge I thought I had gained was nothing more than a facade. My mind screamed for escape, but my body moved forward, driven by a compulsion that I couldn't resist. The walls closed around, pressing in with the weight of impending doom. I would join the billions of condemned souls that are forever trapped here. The fortress had become my eternal prison. In the end, I understood that the true horror of the impossible fortress was not its ever-changing nature, but the realization that it had stripped away all that I was in my foolish efforts to navigate it, leaving me with nothing but the echoes of my own hopelessness.
If you're eager to explore more about the mysterious and terrifying realms of chaos, be sure to check out our full coverage on this topic. And if the festering horrors of the Garden of Nurgle pique your interest, we have a dedicated video that dives deep into the pestilential paradise of Grandfather Nurgle. We thank you for joining us on this journey into the impossible fortress, and we hope to see you on the next one.